Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, July the 7th, 2026, 12 minutes past the hour here. And last hour, we were talking about something very important. We were talking about toy stores, and I said, do you remember the Toys R Us jingle? Well, for all of you who don't remember the jingle, maybe this is a blast from the past for you.
I don't want to grow up. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They got the best for so much less.
You'll really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games.
It's the biggest toy store there is. Gee whiz.
I don't want to grow up, because maybe if I did,
I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Once a Toys R Us kid,
always a Toys R Us kid.
Boy, isn't that the truth. You know, anytime this show takes a downturn, I think I'm just going to play that jingle. It's such an upbeat jingle. It'll just make everybody happy. Is that a blast from the past for you? The Toys R Us jingle? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Boy, back when people had creativity. Okay. Does anybody have anything to say about the World Cup? The U.S. knocked out yesterday. After some controversy, apparently. Last night's city council meeting, decorum, city building codes department, the DORA, all of these things. Luke Henry and his influence on downtown Marion. I don't know. I think it's all very interesting. Certainly interesting stuff to talk about. 740-383-9944. Now, I hate to bring this up again, but I got some more news on this Taylor Swift Travis Kelce wedding, and God knows we're all just wrapped up in this like crazy, aren't we? We all just want to know more. We all love it. It's just fascinating. Now, here's what I learned yesterday. Now, for people who say this was not a celebrity wedding, okay, let's start to check the boxes here. The wedding was held in Madison Square Garden. There were over 1,000 people invited to the wedding. Brad Pitt was there. Paul McCartney was there. Paul McCartney sang at the wedding. Adam Sandler officiated the wedding, for heaven's sake. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, sorry to interrupt your tay-tay, but...
you know what? The more I learn, the more this was a celebrity wedding for sure.
I can see you're going to be in the fan club soon. I can tell by the excitement in your voice.
Oh, she's very smart. Very smart girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm not taking away for that. It's just not my thing anyways. On the building code thing, what I heard Mr. Rouse get up and say was that he was there to represent his own interests, and he was also there as a voice for many other contractors who had written a bunch of letters and sent them to the city. I think, if I'm correct, I thought he said, and he was having an interaction with Mr. Russell, that, I don't know if it was Mr. Russell or Mr. Cowell, I'm sorry, but one of them, but he was saying that the letters were sent, and whoever the city official was saying that they never received any of them. So that seems very strange, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything. It just seems, I can see one or two letters not getting there, but all of them? I mean, kind of seems like a preview of the mail-in ballots, but...
Well, I wish he would have said who he sent them to.
Huh?
I said, I wish he would have said who he sent them to.
And was he talking to Rob Cowell, or was he talking to Mr. Russell? Do you recall at that point?
Well, I think at that point it had turned into an open conversation, because I
okay,
think, yeah.
Okay, because I know whoever at one point he was talking to, they said that they hadn't received any of those letters. I think it was Mr. Cowell, because he was saying that he had been respectful in all their interactions and all that. I think I heard, you know, Mr. Roush say that, you know, that this whole new building inspector is trying to basically charging, you know, quadruple, you know, the fees on some things. You know, there's less state presence in the city now because this guy's taken care of it. And unfortunately, when there's less accountability, when there's less people looking over people's shoulders, people take shortcuts, and it's not good at keeping the contractors honest. So, you know, that's what I heard him say. And he said they're forming a group. I think there's, the beginning of next month or August, that they're forming a group, and there's going to be a lot of conversation about this.
Yeah, I believe he did say that. But I wish he had said who he had sent these letters to, because I think that would have shed a lot of light on things.
Right, and I thought, and I may be wrong, I thought he was saying that they were sent to Mr. Cowell.
Well, I do remember Mr. Cowell saying he did not receive any letters, but I don't remember if Mr. Roush said he had sent them to Mr. Cowell.
No, and I don't think Mr. Roush said he sent any. I think the other contractors that he was being their voice and with his own, I think he said they did. You know, they had sent some, or he had been told by them that, you know, they had sent a lot, you know. Needs clarified for sure. That's for real. But, you know, it goes back to, at the beginning, you know, it was not going to cost anything. And then I think they had to do an expenditure right after it was voted for. And then the rumor was just here recently that they were going to ask for some more money. And then on top of that, you know, you just have the situation as it is. You know, he said about the less state inspectors, you know, and all of this, and I'm not putting this on Mr. Roush or anything like that, but, you know, we just had, and I'm not trying to pick on Mr. Luke Henry or anything, but, you know, we just had a incident where one of the new restaurants had a major gas leak and had to shut everything down and all that. So and I'm not accusing anyone, but it just makes you wonder, did that play into that? I mean, did this whole inspector, you know, sounds like he's got a monopoly here, and he's you know, trying to make bank off it, and then he's spread pretty thin, and, you know, and maybe he's not. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think it's one of those things, as I said in hour number one, much like the night bus service, that the idea is, well, why haven't we tried this? This could be a great idea. And I think if you look back at past councils and past administrations, they probably would have tried it, but these things are very risky because if they do go badly, it can hurt a lot of people and cost people a lot of money. And both of these situations, the night bus and apparently this building codes department, seemingly cost the city money or are costing people who work in the city money. So, you know, maybe that's the problem.
Well, and I think the difference I see in that is that the night bus, the party bus, whatever you want to call it, wasn't that just implemented unilaterally by the mayor? And this whole commercial building, I mean, it went through a lot of conversations. There was a lot of weeks that I was there, and I seen the different developers and Josh Daniel and everybody up there, you know, so there was a lot of conversation. And where I'm going with that is the issue that had all the conversation, when the council finally approved it, they did have the foresight to say, we'll do this for a year. So, you know, I'll give credit, and Mr. Ralph Smith brought that up last night. And, you know, I'll give credit to Mr. Smith and the rest of council that was a part of that.
I do believe one of the people who said they were going to vote for this because there was a discussion in the beginning about if it was even going to pass council. And I believe one of the council people at the time who said they would vote for it just simply because it was a year trial was Mr. Dichtel. I remember him speaking out about that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I talked to Mr. Dichtel last night and when he left, and Mr. Dichtel made the comment, and I'm just going to paraphrase that, you know, he got duped, that, you know, he listened to some people and he voted along those lines, and he feels that he was misled. A comment was made. He was told, and I encourage Mr. Dichtel, and I've been encouraging, you know, go with what your instinct, go with your heart, go with what listen to the issues. Don't vote based on you want to be in the crowd, you want to be in the gang, you want to go along, go with the flow. That's not what you're there for. You're there to represent, you're there to be a voice. And I 100% want to shout out to Aaron Rollins, to Thaddeus Smith, to Ralph Smith, to Mr. Kreider. I think they're all engaged. I've seen an awakening of Mr. Smith, in my opinion. I think he has gotten past the whole adversarial political approach. You know, you're either for me or you're against me. I think he's going more to the old school approach of, you know, we got to reach across the aisle and we have to come to some kind of bipartisan and consensus. You know, otherwise we just argue and argue and argue and argue and we get nothing done and the rich just keep getting richer.
Well, I think a lot of this, as I say, I think you can go back and trace a lot of this change in Ralph Smith and Kreider wasn't there at the time. Rollins has always pretty much acted this way, which is to his credit, I think. But I think you can, and Thad Smith, I think you can trace a lot of Thad Smith and Ralph Smith, if there was a conversion or a change. I think you can trace it back to last November when the mayor started talking about the city's financial problems. And I think that's when they decided, wait a second here, are we questioning enough? What are we talking about here? Seems to me like that's when the change started to happen.
Well, and I think that's what blind trust gets you. I think you know, they trusted the administration, and they believed in it. And again, I'm not accusing anybody, but the proof's in the pudding. And we went from the strongest city and love your city and parties and all of that to now we're in fiscal distress and blah, blah, blah. You got dumpster gate. You got, it's just the more and more you reflect back on it and you say, wow, I followed that. I supported that and I didn't ask questions and makes you look bad. You know, I encourage everybody to use their eyes and ears and listen and learn and vote their conscience.
Well, I think it's good advice. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, the phone lines are open, as they always are, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, feel free to give us a buzz. 25 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, on this Tuesday, July the 7th, 2026. Feel free to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, city politics are very interesting. You go back 2.5 years now, and you go back to when the administrations changed. And, you know, that's a big change. We had had a mayor for 16 years, and we got a new mayor. And when something like that happens, I remember a lot of people saying, well, we have to give them a chance, and we've got to do this, and we've got to do that. And I think that's probably right. I mean, I think you've got to give everybody a chance, but I also think you've got to call balls and strikes. And you've got to say, okay, I'm not sure why it's being done this way, and I'm not sure why this is happening, and I'm not sure why this is such a big deal, but here we are. And as I've said before, one of the biggest changes that happened was the fact that we don't hear a whole lot from downtown. And it's hard to tout what is going well, and it's hard to say, explain why something is not going as well if you don't do any type of media. Now, why that is, I have no idea. But I can't imagine it's helping. I can't imagine it's helping at all. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz. Anything from the World Cup to last night's city council meeting. Okay, what else is on the agenda here? Well, I was talking a little bit, you know, about this wedding. Because we had a discussion yesterday about, was this a celebrity wedding? And clearly, you know, the guest list was celebrities. It was 1,000 people there. It was held at Madison Square Garden. Paul McCartney performed at the wedding. Then I learned yesterday, by watching a program, Adam Sandler performed the ceremony. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's all, the world just keeps spinning, don't it?
But I'll tell you what, sitting back in a comfortable chair in a studio where it's 71 degrees after last week, nothing can make me unhappy.
Well, I'm thinking right now, even if you broke a shoestring, it wouldn't matter.
No, no, I'm as happy as could be.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Was it said, because, you know, I've had this surgery, so I'm a little off of my game, I guess. But was it not said that the money they was coming up with for the alarms, that they'd got a grant or a program or a something, you know how we got a grant tree for everything?
Right.
That they turned it down?
Yes.
Why would they do that?
Because the money that would have been left, I believe, I hope this is right, $55,000 they would have still owed, and they could not afford that. So that's why they turned it down.
Is there any reason that our council people couldn't have gone to the business here in town and asked for donations?
The council people did not know that the administration had turned it down.
Oh, another trick.
I don't know why that happened, and I was surprised more council people didn't ask that question. Why didn't you inform us that you turned it down? But nobody asked.
Well, it looks like we spend a lot of money for all those council people, and they don't have much say anyway.
Well, that was a weird one, because that was when we first realized that there was an issue with the sirens, and when it was asked, you know, hey, we voted to apply for this grant, what happened with that? Well, there was a $60,000 match, and we could only come up with $5,000, so we turned it down. Well, council didn't seem to know that they had turned it down.
Well, I would think that we could have gone around to, now I can't because I'm just a little old lady over here on the corner of the street, but our people that represents us, they couldn't have gone to Whirlpool, they couldn't have gone, how did you guys get Poet to sponsor you for the fair? You wait until they come and offered?
Well, that's it. And I don't know why that wasn't a big issue with people, because $55,000 does not seem like a huge amount of money for something like this.
But it benefits everybody, not just, you know, our little group.
Well, and I think that's one of the problems, is that, okay, the grant money came back. Okay, it's $55,000 and we don't have that. Well, I don't know why that wasn't brought to council's attention, because maybe one of them had an idea.
Well, it seems to me like, what do we pay the council for if the administration just goes and does whatever they want anyway?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know that the council and the administration have the best communication. It doesn't seem like they do. Like this paperwork last night with this new building codes department. Nobody on council seemed to have a clue that there were all these complaints, and the gentleman last night said complaints and letters of protest had been sent in, well, where'd they go? The administration said we never got them.
Oh. I just think that, see what happens when you don't always tell the truth? Sometimes you just end up getting in a real mess.
Well,
I was thinking about that the other day, and then I thought, well, I thought you said that they turned down that grant or whatever they called it.
Council didn't. Council wanted them to apply for that grant. The administration turned the grant down.
So who's the administration except for the mayor?
That would be the safety service director, I think, is considered administration. I think now they consider the auditor and the treasurer the administration, and I think they consider the budget director administration.
Well, what do we pay council people for, then?
To pass things, I guess.
Oh, well, somebody's got to sit in those seats, I guess, if you're going to have a meeting. But I just thought, and besides that, did we get a second opinion if we're going to tear down the alarms and throw them in the trash?
Well, I think we're going to leave the alarms up. I just think the one at Jefferson Street is no longer working, and that's what it is.
Does that mean that it just needs some little, that's one opinion that it doesn't work?
Well, from the city electrician,
they all just die.
Well,
maybe there was a little undercover nasty stuff going on there.
Well, I don't quite understand the whole thing because I'm not really sure why any administration would turn down anything without bringing it to council first when you had to bring it to council to get the approval to apply for the grant in the first place.
Well, they worry about people talking out of turn and so forth there at the council meeting. Well, maybe they ought to jerk somebody else up by the ears and say, hey, this just isn't right. We're not doing it this way.
You know what I think about? I thought about this because there was so much programming last week about the 4th of July and the 250th anniversary of our country. You know, and I mean, everybody knows the story, and I'm going to condense it here. But George Washington basically was offered the job of king. They did not say you're going to be the president. They were going to call him Your Majesty. And one of the things he said,
well, that's probably coming with the one we got going now.
Well, there's that as well. But but George Washington said, we just got away from that. That's not what we want. We want somebody who's going to come and go. We want somebody who is not a king. We want a president. And you know, I'm supposed to be treated like other people. I'm supposed to be questioned like other people. I don't know where we lost that in 250 years, where the mayor means something, where the governor means something, where the city council. They're just people. They're just people. They're just elected people. They're elected to do your work. They're public servants. They're supposed to be questioned. And 250 years ago, do you know the names people called Washington and Adams and Jefferson? My goodness.
Well, but they apparently were upstanding and open mouth about what was going on. And, you know, truth went a lot of people over.
Well, it will, and I just don't know where we got this idea over the 250-year history of this country that being mayor or being governor means you are above it all. I you know, you're supposed, as a matter of fact, it's your job to question the mayor. It's your job to, you know, the Declaration of Independence, which we read on the 4th of July, you know, a big part of the Declaration of Independence is grievances toward England. That's the whole point.
Well, I just had that little notion. We have our council people. Why couldn't they have gone to these businesses and say, hey, the city's in problem. Could you come up with a little money to help us get these alarms fixed that everybody in the city plus benefits by? Now, you don't think Whirlpool would at least give you $59? Don't you think Poet would kick in something? Don't you think Wyandotte would kick in something?
Well, a private donator might do
brothers.
It.
Don't tell me that. In the second place, you wouldn't take your darn car to a dealership to be fixed, and if the price was out reasonable, that you wouldn't get a second opinion.
Well, what about the community foundation?
Right.
You know,
I could name off 10 places that would probably easily give you $5,000.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you something. You know, we've got this 250th anniversary celebration coming up here, I think, a week from this weekend. And, you know, money was spent on that. Money was doled out for that. I mean, I don't quite understand.
Money was even doled out for your fair thing.
Yes,
that's
it was.
A good thing.
Yeah.
But don't say that...
yeah, we're happy they doled it out, by the way.
Right. But don't say that, well, we turned down the money because we can't get the rest of it. Now, that's just BS.
Well, and I guess, to be fair to counsel on this one, I do believe the money had been turned, or the grant money had been turned down before they were ever aware that it had been turned down.
Okay, does our council people ever question anything? Of course, usually by the time they know it, it's done, so it's, you know, a little late to question. But doesn't our council question anything that the administration does?
Very little.
Or do they just have their own little meeting and then come out and tell you how it's going to be?
Some council people do, but there definitely is a... there's a little bit of a wall there, I'll tell you that. There's a wall.
Well, I wish we had somebody on council that wasn't afraid of the administration. And what if they do lose their job? How much money are they out? Look how many times Jason and Ayers spoke up. So you felt like somebody was speaking for you. Now... I sometimes think that the council's overpaid because, well, like you say, it's done before they even know it. And I would think that that would be breaking the law myself.
Well, it is interesting. I still think Aaron speaks out from time to time. But I think one of the problems that has arisen is that, here's the thing, that you feel almost as if you're being unloyal to the city if you speak out against the administration. And that's why I think a lot of people really don't like this Love Your City. We hear it all the time. People make fun of it, the Love Your City slogan that the mayor came in on. Well, everybody wants to love their city. Everybody wants to... We're in Marion. We like it. We're here. We want to promote it. But I think what that slogan did, it was kind of like Make America Great. It's a campaign slogan. He used it to get elected, and then he tried to make it the city slogan. And people saw that as a very Republican mayor slogan, and they saw it as very divisive. And now I think people feel if they question what is going on, that they don't love their city. You know, I think that has become a major problem.
Well, all I can say is I would hate to be on council because I'd be worse than Naomi.
Well, that's, you know, people got to speak out. People got to speak out.
But that was my thing for today was I thought, well, why wouldn't they have... But if the council didn't know and they'd then thrown the suggestion in the trash, and why doesn't anyone question the council about that?
Well, somebody should.
Understand.
Somebody should. And there's a full council meeting next Monday, so maybe somebody will.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe if I can get on my crutch and get clear up there, I might come and talk to you.
Hey, sounds good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 41 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are always open. We always enjoy hearing from the people out there listening. That's why we're here. So if you've got anything to say, 740-383-9944. I did think that was an odd moment in that whole emergency siren conversation. Was when the administration said we've turned down the grant because we don't have the money, but city council wasn't aware that the grant was turned down. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Scott. I just want to tell you a couple of the things you've been covering this morning.
Oh, go right ahead.
I really enjoyed your fair coverage last week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I didn't have to get out in that heat.
We did it for you.
Yeah. Oh, I felt sorry for you. Anyhow. And a couple things from last night's decorum came through. You know, this thing was happened months ago. The main thing that brought all this up. But stuff happens, and someone should have tried to stop it at that time, which didn't happen. And now the council seems to deny things that were said, and yeah, those things aren't going to go away. But they need to get over this decorum thing and just go back to being a meeting. Earl Smith, I believe, and Thad and Aaron have really upped their presence or whatever we want to call it in the council. And the thing about with Dave Roush.
Oh, yes, Roush, yeah.
Yeah. Can't that person that the council hired to enforce this be fired, removed, or the council just admit they made a mistake and try to get him out of there? Is that possible? Or?
Well, they gave him a one-year contract, so they are going to reevaluate that in September. So, that would be the way to get rid of him.
Man, I guess we've got to wait that couple more months. And okay. And, I don't know, there's a basically things I was thinking about. There were things said there a couple months ago and all that, but those things happen in groups and in public, and yeah, we just need to get over it and go on.
So you feel decorum at this point, they need to get past that and move on to other business of the city?
Absolutely. There's a lot more things that are more important that need to be covered than dwelling on something like this for so long.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people would agree with you. I think a lot of people absolutely would agree with you.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyhow, that's all.
Hey, thanks for the nice words, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Feel free to call in anytime. We always enjoy the callers. We know there are a lot of people out there. 44 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday, July the 7th. 2026, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, feel free to call in. We always enjoy hearing from you. And I appreciate the nice words about the fair coverage. It's an interesting world we live in. But I'll tell you this, what I have ascertained from the phone calls this morning is they are certainly cheering for Ralph Smith. They're certainly cheering for Thaddeus Smith. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, real quick, Scott. I think, you know, we're talking about the grant and they turned down. I think he was answering a question made by Mr. Rollins, where Mr. Rollins has a good habit of going down the list of things of, well, so where are we at on this and where are we at on that? And, you know, this was brought to council a while back, so they passed the ordinance so they could go after that grant, and he was following up as he does. So, and I'm pretty sure it was Mr. Rollins, or it could have been Mr. Thaddeus Smith. I think it was Mr. Rollins.
I think it was Mr. Rollins, but what I found interesting is when it was confirmed that the administration had turned it down, and for the reason they had turned it down, being the money, that nobody said, why didn't you inform us?
I'm a little shady on that. I'd have to look back because I don't know that Aaron Rollins wouldn't question it at all. It doesn't stand out to my memory that it was a big deal or anything.
Well, I think the reason given was, yeah, because I think the question was, what's the status of that grant? And the status given was, this is how much the grant was, this is how much we were awarded, we still owed $60,000, we could come up with five, but there's nothing in the budget for $55,000, so we turned it down. And I think that was the reason given, we didn't have the money. And I think that's where it died.
I mean, and that's not an untrue statement, that there is no money in the budget, so you can't fault them there, but... I'm a person, and I've brought this up multiple times. I see the value in the sirens. I see the value in the cost to the city of getting these sirens rebuilt because of their robust nature in the first place. And if they're rebuilt, they're going to last another 70 years. And if you break that 70-year down with your with what it's costing you per unit, you know, your ROI is you can't beat it, you know, well, you're $100. So I don't think you can get past that. But as I've said, and I agree with you and the other caller, that, you know, I mean, there's plenty of ways. If they sometimes questions don't get asked if you don't want it to be brought up. You know this, Scott. I mean, again, I think this is where we keep going back to trusting, you know. They want you in the administration, and in all administrations, I'm not trying to pick on Marion, but in administrations, they want you to, they don't like to be questioned. They want to be respected and held at a level that, you know what, we got this. Y'all just need to sit back and do what you do, and we got this. And I think people kind of rolled with that to some degree for 2 years, and it was all love your city and all that. I think that's good. I mean, I'll bet you to this point, I bet you, Bill Collins hates to hear that term, you know?
Well, yeah, and I think, like I say, I think it's become divisive, and it's sad because it is a nice term, but it has become a divisive, and it's even become a joke for a lot of people, and that's unfortunate as well.
Well, yeah, I agree. And then and on the decorum thing, you know, I just want to reiterate, you know, we have an at-large council person in Dan Clark that was one of the co-authors of this ordinance, and it was brought up originally because of an incident that he was involved with, and he has stated multiple times on the record that it really wasn't anything to do with time limits or anything like that. It was about outbursts in the crowd or in the audience or those people, as he likes to say. So, you know, twice I asked him, if not three times, last night to, you know, express to me how he wants to codify that. And he was unable to. I mean, he talked all around it. He never actually addressed the question. He ended up, you know, just getting butt hurt and, you know, cross his arm and, you know, well, I guess we'll just have a free-for-all. I mean, you have a public servant who is having a hard time being called a public servant and being expected to act like a public servant and being forced to, in his opinion, I don't think it's a forced thing, it's part of the job, that you have to listen to the public. You got to listen to the good, you have to listen to the bad. You know, if you're thin-skinned, you know, politics is probably not the place for you. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, we've spent an hour last night. And this is, what, 8-9 weeks that's been going on, so you got to figure at least 8 or 9 hours, if not more, that's been wasted on this. And so we get a lot of talk, a lot of talk, a lot of talk, a lot of talk, and there's not a lot of things getting done. So, you know, they're talking about wanting to extend these terms to 4 years. I'm not for that. I mean, I'm real big on term limits for all politicians, you know. I'm not for giving, I'd rather keep things, let's keep things short. You know, you get in there and work for it. You know, if it's, well, it's tough to do in 2 years. Well, buckle down and get her done. Don't be, you know, like the doctor and just show up from eat and greets. But, you know, if you want to be in this game and you want to get this status of being in politics and stuff, you have to understand, or the people need to reiterate to the public servants that they are public servants, that they serve at the pleasure and the will of the people. You know, they need to be reminded constantly of this. So I'd encourage people to watch the video of city council meetings. I'd encourage them even more to show up on Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. in the second floor of City Hall. Make your voices heard. Show up and talk to your representatives, to your public servants. Look them in the eye and hear what they're saying to you, and then hold them accountable. You know, you're going to look and find out and see who is actually there fighting for you, who isn't, who's playing loyalty, or just, you know, I just want to be in the club. I said it before, I think Bill Dichtel is definitely somebody who's got a future, maybe, you know, but he better start standing on Bill Dichtel and quit voting, you know, trying to be friends with this person, this group, or whatever. Follow your conscience. Can't say it any more times, you know?
Well, no.
Probably happy about that.
No, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Take care.
And from one of our listeners out there this morning, 9:49 a.m. this morning, a message from the Marion County, Ohio. A test of the outdoor sirens will be conducted this morning at, 1,000 hours. So, what, 10 a.m.? Again, this is a test. So, apparently, there'll be a test of the sirens this morning at 10 a.m., about 7 minutes from now, of these sirens. So, I guess you'll hear the sirens going off this morning at 10 a.m., and we'll see what goes off and what doesn't. But right now, we do have the phone lines open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, we've got 7 minutes until that test will happen. Do you have anything to say in regard to any of these things we've talked about this morning? The phone calls are great. It's always very, very helpful to hear what is on people's mind. I think that's extremely important. So if you've been thinking about calling this morning, weigh in. 740-383-9944 as we approach the end of the program here with about 6 minutes left to go. Certainly a lot of talk about the decorum. Certainly a lot of talk about the building codes department. Certainly a lot of talk about council in general and where we're headed from here. Now, where are we at here? Well, again, the World Cup, the United States is out of the World Cup, so that's that. But, you know, the Taylor Swift, Kelce wedding, which apparently is on all our minds. The point I'm making, with all this celebrity, Paul McCartney, celebrity guest, 1,000 people, Madison Square Garden, so on and so forth, is that Adam Sandler conducting the ceremony. You know, this thing clearly was a celebrity wedding. And this event clearly was a celebrity event. And, you know, good for them, I guess, and hopefully all goes well, but I think you're setting yourself up for disaster here, because now everybody will want to see you fail. Every paparazzi and everybody with a camera and everybody with a phone is going to want to see what will break this thing up, and I don't know. I just think It's a little bit of a mess. Does anybody really think this thing's going to survive? I mean, honest to God. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about that or anything else, feel free. We'll take any phone call. Now, if you've wanted to get in, the clock is ticking. We're under 5 minutes now. So now would be the time to do it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're under 5 minutes, so if you've been thinking about calling in today, now would be the time to do it, to get it in before the program is over. You know, yesterday we had an interesting conversation also about the Marion Star and things being behind paywalls, and do they really treat all of the political parties in Marion fairly? I don't know. I think it's an interesting question, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
I really don't understand the stuff about the Kelce Taylor wedding, why you're making what your point is. I mean, what do you think they should? You think they shouldn't have gotten married? Or
no.
I don't understand, Scott.
No, I think it's okay for him to get married. And I think it's okay that they're both celebrities. I just think when you put a lot of attention on it like that, when you take out Madison Square Garden in the busiest city on planet Earth, and you have 1,000 people, and you have Paul McCartney sing, and you have Adam Sandler marry you, and you have all these celebrity guests, that it, basically you created a spectacle. And it really wasn't a wedding, it was a spectacle. Now, the wedding is different from the marriage. Now, is the marriage going to be a spectacle as much as the wedding? I guess is my point. Because they could have tried to get married with a small ceremony. They could have tried, you know, I guess making it a publicity event almost seems to me like the wedding is about publicity. You can't help but get publicity with Madison Square Garden.
Well, I kind of disagree. I mean, yeah, they're both celebrities. They've got the money. It's their wedding. They should be able to do it any way they want to. I mean, they are celebrities. Of course it's a celebrity wedding. And she's got the money. He's got the money. So why not do what they want to do? I mean,
all right.
And because it's not like that they don't help other, I mean, they're not stingy with their money either.
No.
They don't just create a big spectacle of all about themselves and not to help others too. I mean, it's just normal people.
Well,
they have the wedding. They want to have the best that they can afford, and sometimes it's even not they can't afford, but they do it anyway. But I mean, it's. In their minds, it's a one-time thing, and they wanted to do it the way they wanted to. And who are we to say that it won't last?
Well,
some celebrity weddings last. I mean,
right. And this one might. And I'm not saying that it won't. I'm just saying the problem is that with celebrity weddings, the problem when you both are a celebrity and you make such a big a spectacle. And you're allowed to, you've got the money to do it, when you make such a big spectacle of your wedding, everybody knows it happened, everybody knows who was there, everybody knows who sang, everybody knows who, I mean, how many weddings do we know who officiated the service? This one we do because the person officiating the service was a celebrity. Everything about...
Something about it, we'll run out of time. But even if they hadn't had a big to do, even if they'd have went somewhere, it still would be the same. No matter if they're a celebrity and they get married, it still gets all the same publicity, all the same questions, all the same paparazzi trying to find this and everybody trying to tell everything they know about it and everything. It all ends up the same, but yet you didn't get to really do what you wanted to do because you were trying to hide.
Well,
but it all ends up the same.
Well, and
when you're a celebrity, it still gets out.
Right.
And a big to-do is always made when celebrities get married, even if they have a little secret wedding. There's still a lot of hype created about it. It's just the way it is.
You're right. And with 30 seconds, and maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow morning,
okay.
And maybe the point I'm trying to make here. And I'm not saying I want their wedding to fail. If they survive, I think that's great. I think what I'm trying to say is that they had the wedding to me. See, you can have the wedding you want. And again, I'm not saying you can't. But when you invite 1,000 people, when you have it at Madison Square Garden, when Paul McCartney is your entertainment, when Adam Sandler marries you, it seems like you had a production. That wasn't a wedding. That was a show for the people who were there. Why wouldn't you have a minister marry you? Why wouldn't you have a band you like perform? Why do you need 1,000 people? Do you know 1,000 people that well? I mean, it's just a little... Couldn't you have done it where one of you live? Neither one of you live in New York. Why did
you...
You
know, And you know, Scott, knowing Taylor Swift, oh, I don't know her, but I know of her and all that kind of stuff and everything, just like whatever we hear. But in my opinion, it seems like that I think that maybe they already did have a simple ceremony with a minister because of her upbringing and everything.
And that could be.
I think that she could have done that to have their own private thing and with a minister. But this other is just to satisfy all the fans.
The show.
And everything.
It's a show.
Someday it might come out.
Yep. Hey, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We ran out of time, but maybe we'll talk more tomorrow. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Person walks into the room.